Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. From all of us at Natural News and the Health Ranger Store, CWC Labs, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We hope you have peace and health this holiday season. We hope you have some good time off. Now, just to make things even better for you, we've just announced that we are glyphosate testing all of our Health Ranger branded products sold at the Health Ranger store. This is a breakthrough. I've worked almost 2 years on this method. We acquired a new triple quad mass spec instrument. We spent a tremendous amount of time. This is a very difficult analyte or compound to test in analytical testing. But we've nailed it, and we are now certifying our products as glyphosate tested, zero glyphosate detected. And our instrument can detect down really below one part per billion. So we know that if there is any trace molecule of glyphosate, it's less than one part per billion, because the instrument is super sensitive. It's the best that you can buy today, the most sensitive in the world, you know, in triple quad mass specs. So this is great. Why should you shop at Health Ranger store this year? Couple of reasons. Number one, of course, we have the glyphosate testing going on now, but also because we have all kinds of specials. The specials are going to roll out starting at 12:01, a minute after midnight on Thanksgiving Day, all day Thanksgiving Day, for the 12-hour morning segment, and then from noon to midnight, the second 12-hour segment, we have different specials, in some cases up to 61% off many of our products. We have just an incredible array of discounts and deals and combination specials on popular products and new products, and of course, glyphosate-tested products, and a whole lot more. Also, Friday, then we have two more 12-hour segments. So in total, we have four segments, four different specials or deals that are coming your way Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning, and then Friday afternoon. And we have greatly expanded our ability to ship and process orders this year, because last year we were slower than we wanted to be. So we have now really 400% more capacity this year because, you know, we moved into our new warehouse in the spring of this year, I think it was. And, you know, we built a whole new facility and we have new automation, new software and everything that we've been using actually since the summer. You may have already noticed you're getting your packages a lot more quickly from us. That's by design. We've invested in that quick processing. And we have free shipping to everybody in the continental or contiguous United States, as it's said. Not Alaska and Hawaii, unfortunately, but free shipping for every order, any size order in the contiguous United States. And so we plan to get the orders out to you quickly. We're having a few items that are having trouble getting the inventory in on time. Some of those might delay your order, but we'll designate that on the website. We want to get your orders out as quickly as possible. Almost everything is in stock. Almost everything is discounted. And we are ready to ship right away. So where else can you go in the world that is glyphosate tested, you know, certified, the best science in the world with an in-house laboratory testing not only heavy metals, as we've been doing for years, but also testing glyphosate? We also test, of course, microbiology, so to make sure that you're not getting E. coli or salmonella or something like that. And we're expanding our testing, too. So we have a lot more tests coming in 2019. And we're going to be doing tests of off-the-shelf products, by the way, to help keep you informed of what's out there, especially for organic products. You know, we would expect glyphosate to be found in non-organic products, but what about organic products? You see, this is some of the public interest science that we do and that we have done for many years. And my commitment to you is that as you support us, we will continue to carry out that science in the public interest. We intend to look at certified organic products sold by Whole Foods to see, do they contain glyphosate? What about products sold on Amazon.com that are certified organic? Do they contain glyphosate? What about pesticides in organic strawberries? Because I've heard rumors. I don't want to say what those rumors are yet, but I've heard rumors that we should look at pesticides in organic strawberries. And you have a right to know what's in children's breakfast cereals, for example. You have a right to know, I think, what herbicides, especially if we're talking about glyphosate, which is a cancer-causing herbicide, what's in your food. And so at healthrangerstore.com, we're dedicated to clean food. it's food that I eat. You know, it's superfoods, it's supplements, it's green living products for your home, it's laundry detergent and shower soap. We use no synthetic fragrances in anything in the entire store, by the way. We use some essential oils in certain products, but it's only truly natural, pure essential oils. So we are, you know, we're the clean food hub for the world that's health conscious. I mean, nobody, think about it, nobody else in the world is doing what we do, which is selling, manufacturing these products from raw materials that are lab tested in our own in-house lab, and then we test the finished production lots as well, and now doing not only heavy metals testing, but also glyphosate testing. Who else is doing that? Nobody. And then at the same time, you know, we're contributing to the world's knowledge. We have hundreds of websites. We have a team that scours the science and medical literature. We scour over 1,300 science and medical journals every day, and that allows us to publish stories that cover and document the healing effects of Chinese medicine. We have ChineseMedicine.news. We publish Herbs.news. We publish NaturalAntibiotics.news, which covers all the natural antibiotics that could be life-saving, especially in an economic collapse or a medicine shortage type of scenario, which seems to be happening all over the world, like Venezuela, which I don't want to talk about because it's too, oh my gosh, if that happens to America, it's too negative. But look, we publish just a vast array of information, including research.news, the latest research on foods and nutrients. We publish turmeric.news, vitamind D.news, brain.news for brain health, longevity.news, all about obviously longevity, medicine.news, science.news, the latest science on everything from robotics and AI systems to exotic materials, applied physics, material science, space exploration, computing, all kinds of stuff, plus the latest, you know, nutrition science as well. So we're doing this. We're building a massive global library of knowledge for humanity. It's almost like an ark of information for the human race. And of course, right now we're all being censored, extremely censored. But I think that age, the dark ages of censorship that we're living through right now, is a temporary thing. And as we emerge on the other side of that, we have a massive collection of amazing information, probably by that time, easily over 1 million articles that we will have published and put out there and broadcast across different websites. On top of that, we've got all this lab research coming out about testing off-the-shelf foods. Now, I did mention earlier this year that my goal for the end of this year was to test 1,000 off-the-shelf products for glyphosate. And unfortunately, I'm not going to meet that goal this year, but I think we can meet it next year in 2019. What happened was we all got banned by YouTube. And so I had to take about 6 months, actually a lot more than that, of my time. And I had to manage the launch of Brighteon.com, which is the YouTube alternative video community. And so now we have an uncensored video platform. Again, that's Brighteon.com if you want to check it out. And so because of that, I was able to now launch the Biosludged film, which is coming out November 28th. So you can check that out at biosludged.com or brighteonfilms.com. Either one will get you there. And that film is based on a lot of lab science that we conducted. And it's a story of the greatest environmental crime that you've never heard of. And it's projects like this that are raising human awareness about the real threats to our food system, to our planetary ecological systems. You know, the mass poisoning of the soils and the croplands and the forests all across America, and no one's talking about it. So we're putting out this major film, and I really encourage you to sign up. There's an email list at brighteonfilms.com. You can sign up to be alerted when that's available, and we're going to continue to put out films like this as we have your financial support. So just go shop at healthrangerstore.com. You get the best, cleanest food, superfood in the world. And you're funding projects like the BioSludge Project that helps awaken humanity to the truth about what's happening to our world and why we're all being mass poisoned and how we can protect ourselves from that mass poisoning using nutrition and avoidance of exposure and legislative changes and things like that. So it's a win-win for everybody. The more support that we get from you, the more we invest in lab science, the more we invest in film projects. I'm really working on expanding our film department so we can have more short films. We're going to do some very, very interesting things Like, for example, have you ever wondered, can glyphosate be destroyed by microwaving your food? So we are going to take some food that has glyphosate in it, like oatmeal, let's say, and we're going to microwave the oatmeal and see if we can destroy the glyphosate. Because that would be an interesting thing to know, right? And glyphosate's a very small molecule, has a Dalton's mass, molecular mass of 169. It's a very small molecule, so it's not likely to be destroyed by microwaving, but it's something we should test. So there are things that we need to know about glyphosate. So I'm going to test it in the microwave and then report back to you, hey, either it can or cannot be destroyed by the microwave. But if you knew, of course, the microwave oven destroys lots of nutrients, so you don't want to microwave all your food. But oats doesn't have a lot of phytonutrients in it. So what if you knew that you could microwave, you could zap the glyphosate out of your oatmeal? Like, wouldn't that be amazing? And no one's done that research. No one in the world. You know, maybe I'll write up a paper on that. And there are many other projects. I'm going to find out, like, what else does the microwave oven do to other foods? How many nutrients does it destroy? Are there other pesticides or herbicides that it destroys? You know, these are big questions for humanity, frankly. And we have the lab to answer these questions. We can do this research. We just need financial support from you. You know, like this triple quad mass spec that I just purchased. Oh my gosh, it's $500,000. There you go. 500K. Boom, out the door. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, another $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year just to keep that instrument up. So it's like paying rent, you know? So we're putting out the money. We're investing in this equipment to get this done. And the more you support us, the more of this that we can do. And the way to do that is healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of our Thanksgiving Day sales. You know, we've got four different special deal segments coming up, you know, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Friday morning, and Friday afternoon. You can take advantage of that. You can stock up on some amazing products, including Himalayan salt, which is also tested for heavy metals. You can stock up on chlorella, on spirulina, turmeric, astaxanthin. You can stock up on essential oils, which are like emergency medicine kits for, you know, off-grid living and natural remedies, that kind of thing. A lot of great essential oils that we have now. We've got formulas. We've got sales on the CBD extracts from cannabis. Just so much to offer now, and the lab testing has never been better. And so when you support us, obviously we'll keep investing in more lab testing and doing more public service kind of research and publishing more papers. By the way, did you know that Bayer is facing now 9,000 lawsuits from people who say that they were damaged by glyphosate, they have cancer because of eating that herbicide or being exposed to it? 9,000 lawsuits. Actually, I hear it's climbing rapidly. It's probably more than 10,000 now. It's becoming like a big tobacco issue. And a jury in California ruled that glyphosate caused the cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, of this one gentleman who was a public school groundskeeper. And so the jury awarded, I think, $289 million. And the judge recalibrated that award down to, I think, $78 million or $79 million. Anyway, it was still a big award, and it established a precedent that glyphosate causes cancer. And so that is being cited in all the other, you know, 10,000 almost lawsuits. So Bayer is going to get hit pretty hard. And I have to think that, you know, we played actually a big role in that. We were the ones sounding the alarm on glyphosate a decade before really anybody in the media was talking about it. People like Jeffrey Smith at the Institute for Responsible Technology, he was part of it. You know, many other people out there were also part of it, not just us, but we played a big role. We expose a lot of the lies and propaganda of Monsanto. And to this day, we publish glyphosate.news, where you can see the latest research and findings and court case updates on glyphosate. So, you know, these days, but the thing that we did differently from most other organizations is we went really hard into the science. And, you know, I launched my lab, CWC Labs, in 2013, got accredited in 2016. That's ISO accredited. And then now here we are, you know, 5 years later, doing cutting edge science with published science papers on the way, in addition to the one that's already published, two science patents that are in my name. You can look them up at the patent office if you want. So So, you know, done some good science, and there's a lot more coming. And of course, now that we have this glyphosate method nailed down, we can really quantitate the concentration of glyphosate contamination in off-the-shelf foods. So, you know, probably over the holiday season, I'm going to go shopping at Whole Foods, and we're going to find out the whole truth about Whole Foods. That company is so deceptive. They really deserve some scrutiny, I tell you. But we'll see, you know, hey, if all this stuff is glyphosate free, then I'll put out an article that says, we didn't find any glyphosate in the Whole Foods products. But if their products do have glyphosate, then, you know, we'll talk about what's in there and back it up with good science. It should be interesting. Bottom line, I really appreciate your support. We've got a lot of work to do together. As long as you keep supporting us at healthrangerstore.com, I will keep doing the science and the publishing. I'll keep taking the heat because, you know, not everybody out there in the industry likes what we're doing because we are the independent media. We're doing real science and real journalism. This is independent science. This is what the First Amendment was built for, things that we're doing, telling the truth about what's out there, what's in your food, exposing the corporate lies and dark secrets that they don't want you to know. And it's not, you know, it's not a risk-free thing that we do. Sadly, I have to have a lot of personal protection. I'm death threatened all the time. And, you know, I'm armed all the time, as you know. I've gone through extensive firearms self-defense training because of all the threats on my life. But I think your prayers help. And I know that we are here for a purpose. And for whatever reason, part of my purpose has been to look at what's in your food, to help you get clean food, to help you get closer to Mother Nature in what you're consuming, and help you avoid things that that are toxic, that could cause cancer or other diseases. So I appreciate your help in this journey. It's kind of a journey we're taking together in many ways, and we have a lot farther yet to go. And, you know, enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. Take advantage of our online sales. Have a great holiday season or Christmas season, and just, you know, be healthy. I'm going to do my best to take a little bit of time off if I can. I haven't had much of that lately, but maybe I'll get some time this Christmas. So thank you and take care.
Every human being deserves to be healthy and free. At the Health Ranger Store, we are healing the world through clean food.